Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Elon Musk, his AI venture, has filed sweeping antitrust lawsuits against Apple and OpenAI, and that's in a Texas court. We wanted to try and understand what this is about, why it is significant, and why there was a need to do this. So, John, if we can just understand what are the antitrust principles at play here when a company like Apple or OpenAI, integrates one of the AI products into its operating system.
Right, very good. Well, thanks for having me, Howard. Good morning. What Elon Musk wants is access to the all the information that's entered into the iPhone users on Apple who are using OpenAI. What Musk and his XAI, and he has his AI system Grok. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is that Apple is shutting them out of access to all these iPhone users through the App Store. So Musk is saying we're not benefiting from all the inputs that these millions and millions and millions of iPhone users are entering into their iPhones, and it's going basically to OpenAI, which has this deal from last year. They inked this deal with Apple. Mm-hmm. And Musk says, we're being shut out. We don't have access to the information. We don't have access to the users. And it is an anti-competitive scheme. In other words, it's an antitrust lawsuit that Musk has filed. And what's interesting is he filed it in the Northern District of the state of Texas, where there is there's a judge there who is relatively has been seen as being very favorable to the Trump administration. That was the judge who handled an abortion pill controversy last year. And so I think what we're seeing is that it's perfectly acceptable to do this in the legal system, but Musk is trying to find a judicial forum where he thinks it's going to be sympathetic to him. So he's asking the judge to declare that Apple is engaging in an anti-competitive scheme, shutting out Musk and all of his AI users from access to the iPhone.
It's so interesting, because isn't this how the whole industry, the whole technology industry really has functioned? That if you were on one system, that was, you gained certain amounts of information and certain advantages. If you decided to go with another, then you might be excluded from those.
Yes, that's exactly right. But what Musk is saying is that by doing that, it is a
anti-competitive,
anti-competitive, antitrust issue, and that it's an illegal scheme because it shuts out Musk and the people who use his XAI on the social media app X. He wants part of the pie, and he's saying that
it's so interesting
the way that the.
What would he have to show? Like, what evidence would Musk have to bring to show that Grok is being marginalized in order to prove this?
Right. So what Musk and XAI would have to show, and Grok will have to show, is that Apple and OpenAI are colluding together, conspiring together to maintain or build these monopolies in the smartphone market and the generative AI markets. And so they have to be able to show in this court, in this proceeding, that what Apple and OpenAI are doing is working together to shut out any competitors. So, it's a tough road that they're on. But at the same time, if they can get a sympathetic judge, and again, they've picked a district where they think they are going to have a sympathetic hearing.
So we've seen something like this before, haven't we, with Microsoft, Apple. This isn't the first rodeo, is it?
It's not. And what's interesting is that Musk must believe that he's going to have a sympathetic ear in the Trump administration in terms of we already know that he's had this rocky up and down relationship with Donald Trump, but seems to have been on the repair right now. So it may have something to do with the idea that they can, they're going to get a sympathetic hearing, some assistance from the Department of Justice. Trump is not hesitant to take on Apple or Meta or Google. I mean, he's shown that in the past. And so Is Musk hoping that he's going to get some backup from the federal government? I mean, who knows? But again, he has picked a favorable jurisdiction to file this, and what he's hoping for is that a judge is going to say, "Yeah, you're being shut out. Apple's colluding with OpenAI, and it's unfair."
So, what does success look like? Is it financial? Is it the opening of the systems? What does he hope to achieve?
What his goal is to get access to these millions and millions of iPhone users, the inputs they're using, the information they're putting into the system. That Musk says in these generative AI systems, the more information you get in, the better the algorithms become, the more smoothly, the more easily it runs, and so on, and more draw more and more users in. And so what he wants is, again, he wants a slice of the pie. He wants a federal judge to declare that this is an unfair trade practice that Apple's engaged in, and that it has to open up the market to other competitors, not just Musk, but anyone else who comes down the road.
Is this an important case in terms of the future of AI? Because we can see that there's a lot of ambiguity and a lot of uncertainty around how AI is going to be regulated, managed, the data, etc. Is this case therefore an important one in order to shape the way forward?
I think it will be, because it's going to be a determinative factor in how much, what other kind of competition gets allowed into, for example, the Apple market. Now, the idea is that Musk is saying we're being shut out, but also other companies who may come down the road. The other thing about it is that if he can prove that Apple has rigged the system against the ChatGPT competitors. I mean, remember, Apple signed this deal last year with OpenAI. If he can find that, if he can win that, then he can also get monetary damages and an order from the court prohibiting Apple from doing that. So there's money at stake, but there's also a lot more money at stake in the future if they can get a court order shutting down what he thinks is Apple's monopoly.
Very, very interesting. Final question. How long does something like this go on for traditionally?
I mean, it's a good question. It's unclear how long it's going to take the judge to hear the case, and it's unclear whether other parties are going to try to join in. And I think it'll be interesting to see is if the Department of Justice decides to side with Musk on this one and take some kind of action, either, you know, in conjunction with or on a parallel track to this, because I think Musk is counting on his allies in the Trump administration to have his back on this.
Very interesting, John Day. Thank you, as always. So just to recap, Elon Musk's AI is challenging what it calls anti-competitive favoritism by Apple and OpenAI. If it's successful, this case, I believe, could redefine the rules around tech platforms and AI innovations.